This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A Bengali American teenager says he was under orders from the New York Police Department to bait fellow Muslims into making inflammatory statements and to report those remarks to detectives. An Associated Press report says the NYPD recruited the teen as part of an expansive intelligence gathering program the department launched after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. 19-year-old Shamir Rahman of Queens claims his assignment was to collect information inside New York City mosques. Rahman says he was encouraged to talk to other Muslims about things like jihad and revolution and report back to the police about people's reactions. Reporter Matt Apuzzo broke the story for the Associated Press. He joins us now from Washington, D.C. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
So tell me more about Shamir Rahman. Who is he?
He's a 19-year-old American born to parents of Bangladeshi descent who he had a couple of misdemeanor marijuana charges. And after his third, he got approached in lockup by the NYPD who said, how'd you like to turn your life around? And not long after that, he was on the NYPD's payroll informing for the intelligence division about Muslims in New York City and collecting information about innocent Muslims who went to prayer groups and monitoring sermons inside mosques and taking photos and overall just acting as a police informant.
Describe this create and capture strategy.
Sure. The idea was you want to create an opportunity to talk about or create a conversation about jihad or terrorism or, anything that might get people talking about, radicalism. You want to create that situation, and then you want to capture the rhetoric and then report back to the NYPD on what people say. What we've seen from documents from other informants and internal memos, it was very common for the NYPD to try to keep tabs on the rhetoric of what people were saying.
Do you have any evidence that corroborates Shamir Rahman's story? He's one guy, a 19-year-old with a record.
Correct. As part of our reporting on this, my colleague Adam Goldman and I, spent a long time working to corroborate this. So before we even met with him, we had sort of independently looked at his arrest records. We ultimately reviewed weeks of text messages between Rahman and his police handler. We also reviewed the photos that Rahman sent to the police. And we also independently went out and confirmed that he was at events that he says he was at. We were able to track the phone number that he was communicating with the police department to a cell phone used by the intelligence division. Of course, once he told the intel division that he had been approached by the AP, the number was quickly disconnected.
So you feel that he was under orders from the NYPD to bait Muslims. You found documented proof of that?
So he told us about what his assignment was, and he's the one telling us what his assignment was. We saw the photographs. He took photos of the sign-up list, the sort of names, phone numbers, and email addresses of everybody who was showing up for prayer sessions. We did talk to friends who said, yeah, it was really weird. He just randomly pop up and say, hey, let's talk about Libya and what everybody thinks about the attack in Libya. And it fits with what we've been reporting on and for many, many months about the NYPD's efforts to sort of just keep tabs on the Muslim community and just, build databases on where Muslims eat, pray, work, shop. The idea being it's all very, the hope is that the more they know, if they have total awareness of the, Muslim community, that if there ever is a legitimate threat, that they will then have a better understanding of the Muslim community and know where to spot it.
We reached out to the New York Police Department spokesman, Paul Brown. He has not responded to our calls for comment, but in the past he has denied this kind of Muslim surveillance program is widespread. Matt Apuzzo with the Associated Press joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is WNYC.